Jeremiah chapter 51, beginning at verse 59. These are the instructions Jeremiah the prophet gave to Seraiah, son of Neriah, the son of Messaiah, when he went with Zedekiah, king of Judah, to Babylon in the fourth year of his reign. Seraiah was Zedekiah's personal aide. Jeremiah had written on a scroll about all the disaster that was coming to Babylon, all of these things that had been written about Babylon. Jeremiah said to Seraiah, "When you get to Babylon, see to it that you read all these words aloud. Say, 'O Lord, you have spoken against this place, announcing that you would destroy it, that no one will live here anymore, neither man nor animal, and that it will be desolate forever.' When you finish reading this book, tie a stone to it and throw it in the middle of the Euphrates. Then say, 'In this same way Babylon will sink and never rise again, because of the disaster that I will bring on her, and her people will be worn out.'" The words of Jeremiah end here. Chapter 52. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king. He ruled in Jerusalem for 11 years. His mother's name was Hamutal, daughter of Jeremiah from Libna. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, just like everything that Jehoiakim had done. All this took place in Jerusalem and Judah because of the anger of the Lord, until he cast them out of his presence. Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. In the ninth year of Zedekiah's reign, on the 10th day of the 10th month, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came against Jerusalem with his whole army. They set up camp around the city and built siege works all around it. The city was under siege until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. By the ninth day of the fourth month, the famine was so severe in the city that there was no bread for the people of the land. Then a breach was made in the city wall, and all the men in the army fled. Since the Chaldeans had surrounded the city, the men left it at night by way of the gate between the two walls near the king's garden. They fled toward the Arabah, because the Chaldean army pursued the king. They caught up with King Zedekiah in the plain near Jericho, where his whole army was scattered, and he was captured and taken to the king of Babylon at Riblah in Hamath. There the king of Babylon passed judgment on him. The king of Babylon slaughtered Zedekiah's sons before his eyes. He also slaughtered all the officials of Judah at Riblah. Then the king of Babylon put out the eyes of Zedekiah and put him in bronze shackles. He brought him to Babylon and put him in prison until the day he died. On the 10th day of the 5th month in the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard who served the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem. He burned the temple of the Lord, the king's palace, and all the houses of Jerusalem. He burned down every important building. The whole Chaldean army under his command broke down all the walls around Jerusalem. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried off some of the poorest of the people, some of the survivors left in the city, some of the people who had deserted to the king of Babylon, and the rest of the craftsmen. But Nebuzaradan, captain of the guard, left some of the poorest people of the land to work the vineyards and farms. The Chaldeans broke up the bronze pillars that were in the Lord's temple, along with the carts for water and the bronze sea, and carried away all the bronze to Babylon. They also took away the pots, the shovels, the snuffers, the bowls, the dishes, and all the bronze articles used in the temple service. The commander of the guard took away the bowls, fire pans, sprinkling bowls, pots, lampstands, dishes, and the drink offering bowls, the best of the gold and the best of the silver. The two pillars, the sea, and the 12 bronze bulls under the basins, which King Solomon had made for the temple of the Lord, were made of more bronze than could be weighed. As for the pillars, each pillar was 27 feet high and 18 feet in circumference. Each was 4 fingers thick and hollow. Each had a bronze capital, 7.5 feet high, with a network and pomegranate decorations on the capital all around, all of bronze. The other pillar with its pomegranates was just like it. There were 96 pomegranates on the sides. there was a total of 100 pomegranates above the surrounding network. The captain of the guard took Seraiah, the chief priest, Zephaniah, the second priest, and the three doorkeepers. From the people left in the city, he took the officer in charge of the fighting men and 7 royal advisors he found in the city. He also took the scribe, the military officer who conscripted the people of the land, along with 60 of his men who were found in the city. Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, took them and brought them to the king of Babylon at Riblah. The king of Babylon struck them down and executed them right at Riblah in the land of Hamath. So Judah was carried away into exile from its native soil. This is the tally of people whom Nebuchadnezzar carried away into exile. In the 7th year, 3,023 Jews. In the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar, 832 people from Jerusalem. In the 23rd year of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away 745 Jews into exile. There were 4,600 people in all. In the 37th year of the exile of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, in the first year of the reign of Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, he elevated Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and released him from prison on the 25th day of the 12th month. He spoke kindly to him and gave him a throne higher than the thrones of the kings who were with him in Babylon. Jehoiakim changed from his prison clothes and ate meals in the king's presence continually all the days of his life. For his provisions, a regular allowance was given to him by the king of Babylon, a set amount each day until the day of his death, all the days of his life. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.